From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has expressed gratitude to friendly nations for their assistance in the search for the missing Indonesian submarine KRI Nanggala 402. As reported by Antara News Agency, the head of state noted at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Monday, his gratitude also goes out to friendly countries for their efforts and hard work in the search for KRI Nanggala. The submarine was declared to have sunk on Sunday with all its 53 crew members pronounced dead on the basis of authentic evidence retrieved from accurate scanning. He remarked that he also highly lauds the TNI and Polri, or Indonesian military and police, Basarnas, or the National Search and Rescue Agency, Bakamla, or the Maritime Security Board, BPPT, the Agency for the Assessment and Application of Technology, and KNKT, the National Committee for Transportation Accident, as well as all elements for their maximum efforts to locate the KRI Nanggala 402. The Indonesian Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi and Secretary of State for International Trade United Kingdom Elizabeth Truss virtually signed a Memorandum of Understanding on the establishment of the Joint Economic and Trade Committee, or JETCO, on Monday, followed by bilateral meetings. As quoted in a press release received by Voice of Indonesia on Monday, Minister of Trade Lutfi said the signing of the JETCO marked a new chapter in bilateral relations between Indonesia and the UK. It is hoped that the two countries could enhance bilateral economic relations in the future, assist the entry of Indonesian goods and services into the UK market, as well as boost the British investment in Indonesia. The formation of JETCO is the result of recommendations from the Joint Trade Review, or JTR, conducted by Indonesia and the UK. JTR itself is a joint study carried out to formulate recommendations to increase the trade and investment sectors. Indonesia is globally the largest producer of biodiesel, with daily output touching 137,000 barrels, which is much higher compared to the United States, Brazil, and Germany. It was said by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto at an online discussion originating from Jakarta on Monday, as reported by Antara News Agency. He further explained the success has positioned Indonesia as a country to be reckoned with in the world biodiesel market. Biodiesel is a biofuel comprising a mixture of methyl ester compounds of long-chain fatty acids and is used as an alternative fuel in diesel engines. Indonesia's Investment Coordinating Board, or BKPM, recorded that investment realization in the first quarter of 2021 had reached about 219 trillion rupiah, a 4.3% rise from about 210 trillion rupiah clocked during the corresponding period last year. It also increased by 2.3% as compared to around 214 trillion rupiah posted during the previous quarter. As quoted by Antara News Agency, BKPM had Bahlil Lahadalia stated during a virtual press conference on investment realization on Monday. Investment in Indonesia realization amounted to around 219 trillion rupiah. The investment value comprised domestic investment or PMDN amounting to 108 trillion rupiah and foreign direct investment at around 111 trillion rupiah. In comparison with the January-March 2020 period, foreign direct investment grew considerably by 14% to reach around 111 trillion rupiah from 98 trillion rupiah. PMDN declined by 4.2% to reach 108 trillion rupiah from about 112 trillion rupiah. Now we move to the international news. A UNICEF representative stated on Monday that health authorities are reallocating around 75% of Democratic Republic of Congo's 1.7 million AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine doses to other African countries to make sure they're used before they expire. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Congo received the doses from the COVAX vaccine sharing facility on March 2nd, but delayed the rollout after several European countries suspended use of the AstraZeneca shot in response to reports of rare blood clots. According to the State Biomedical Research Laboratory, the country began its vaccination campaign on April 19, but had administered doses to just about 1,000 people out of its population of over 85 million as of Saturday. Some 1.3 million of its remaining doses will now be sent to countries including Ghana, Senegal, and Togo to ensure they are used before their June 24 expiry date. Susie Villeneuve, senior health specialist for the UN Children's Agency or UNICEF in West and Central Africa, made the statement. The head of the Russian Direct Investment Fund or RDIF, Kirill Dmitriev, told Reuters on Monday, India will receive a first batch of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine against COVID-19 on May 1st, as reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday. He did not say how many vaccines would be in the first batch or where they would be made. India, in the grip of a second wave of the pandemic, is struggling to tackle surging coronavirus infections that are overwhelming hospitals, and countries like Britain, Germany, and the United States have pledged to send urgent medical aid. Russia's RDIF Sovereign Wealth Fund, which is marketing Sputnik V globally, has already signed agreements with five leading Indian manufacturers for over 850 million doses of the vaccine a year. We end the news with the European Union that has launched legal action against the coronavirus vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, the European Commission, the European Union's executive branch, said it was suing the company for not respecting its vaccine supply contract and for not having a reliable plan to ensure timely deliveries. AstraZeneca said the move was without merit. It said it would strongly defend itself in court. The legal action marks an escalation in a long-running dispute between the two sides over the supply of coronavirus vaccines. Some in the blog have claimed that AstraZeneca has shown preferential treatment to the UK, but the company has denied this. Well, listener, that was the news.
This week and every last week in April, the world commemorates World Immunization Week. With the theme Vaccine Bring Us Closer, World Immunization Week 2021 is pushing for more massive engagement in immunizations globally. The commemoration of the World Immunization Week is a right moment to educate the public about the importance of vaccination to build immunity. This was emphasized by pediatricians and a member of National Immunizations Expert Advisory Committee, or the Indonesian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization, Itagi Sujatmiko. Over the last 2 years, the commemoration of World Immunization Week has become more meaningful amid the COVID-19 pandemic, which has yet to come to an end. Indonesia is one of the 180 member countries of the World Health Organization. It is commemorating this year's World Immunization Week by calling for the elderly to actively participate in the COVID-19 vaccination. Spokesperson of COVID-19 at the Ministry of Health, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, said that currently, the participation rate of the elderly in COVID-19 vaccination is still low, even though their risk and vulnerabilities are very high. Moreover, if infected, they take a risk and their health is highly worsening. Based on this fact, the involvement of immediate family or relatives of the elderly is very important to encourage the elderly to accept COVID-19 vaccination. The family or relatives of the elderly certainly know what are the obstacles for their elderly to receive the vaccine. There are elderly people who may have difficulty walking, think slowly, or suffer from congenital disease. Therefore, proactive action from their relatives and local health services is urgently needed. The elderly need to be assisted in how to obtain information about vaccine, how to register for a vaccination, and to accompany or to take them home. If necessary, pick them up on their place. Even though the world is focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic, it needs to be realized that immunization against other existing diseases is still important. Diseases such as tuberculosis, measles, diphtheria, and hepatitis still require attention. These diseases, which are still sweeping the world, still require immunization, especially for children. Do not let in the future, when the pandemic is still being felt, other diseases will spread, which should have been overcome with complete immunization in children. The future of the nation lies in today's children. Indonesian children are healthy and nation is strong. Today in history will begins with April 27, 1950, when Indonesia officially becomes a member of ICAO. International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, is an agency under the United Nations whose activities are to prepare international civil aviation regulation, carry out distribution, and monitor and evaluate their implementation. ICAO was born on the initiative of the U.S. and its allied countries. On April 27, 1950, Indonesia was officially registered as a member of ICAO. The main interests and objective of ICAO are security and safety, efficiency and order. The languages used by ICAO in publishing and disseminating regulations in the field of civil aviation are English, French, Spanish, Arabic, Chinese, and Russian. Let's move on to April 27, 1960, when Togo gains independence. Togo, a country located on the west coast of Africa, won its independence on April 27, 1960. Initially in the 15th century, Togo was colonized by the Portuguese. From the 17th to 18th century, Togo was the center of the slave trade, so that this region was known by the name Slave Coast. In 1858, Germany colonized Togo, and when World War I broke out in 1914, Togo was divided into two, the eastern area controlled by French and the eastern territory controlled by the British. In 1960, the French-controlled region of Togo proclaimed its independence under the name Republic of Togo. I'll end today in history with April 27 declared as the Indonesian Correctional Day. Every April 27th is celebrated in Indonesia as Correctional Day, or also known by Penitentiary Service Day. It was to commemorate the approval date of prisoners' development based on the correctional system conception as coined by Professor Saharjo in 1963. Later, the implementation of the correctional system was further strengthened by Law No. 12, 1995, concerning correction. With the existence of this correctional law, it is hoped that the efforts to realize the vision of a penitentiary system based on Pancasila philosophy will be stronger.
Kamu tahu kita telah lama berjuang bersama, suka duka, tangis tawa menjadi bagian cerita kita. Suka duka, tangis tawa menjadi bagian cerita kita.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. The Director of Human Rights or HAM and Humanitarian Affairs of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia has organized a second national outreach and input network for Indonesia's position as a member of the UN Human Rights Council. National outreach activities are carried out by broadly involving ministries or institutions related to the promotion and protection of human rights in Indonesia, such as the Coordinating Ministry for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Ministry of Law and Human Rights, National Development Board, Ministry of Religious Affairs, the National Police, and Indonesian Armed Forces. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id, starting the national outreach, Director of Human Rights and Humanity at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Hasanul Habib, pointed out, some of the dynamics to discuss the latest human rights issues at the 46th session of the UN Human Rights Council in March 2021. One of them is the polarization of position between the majority of developing and developed countries. Polarization can be seen especially in the discussion of the human rights situation in the certain countries. Responding to this, Assistant Deputy for Multilateral Cooperation Coordination of the Coordinating Ministry for Political Affairs, Ramadan Shah, emphasized that this polarization has become a momentum for Indonesia to show its free and active leadership. To provide a balanced discussion perspective, Indonesia can also actively encourage the observation of the human rights situation in developed countries. In addition, in the discussion, the participants also highlighted a number of thematic issues that Indonesia could continue to put forward in various international human rights discussion frameworks, such as the issue of business and human rights, as well as the issue of protecting the human rights of the Palestinian people. Apart from the framework of the UN Human Rights Council, Indonesia can also consistently encourage leadership through the bilateral dialogue on human rights that has been formed with strategic countries. During its memberships in the UN Human Rights Council 2020-2022, the Directorate of Human Rights and Humanity has been actively conducting national outreach and input networks. National outreach and input networks are carried out as one of the main programs to reach Indonesia's achievement in discussing human rights issues at the global level. The national outreach is also intended to be a framework for reviewing the result of discussion of the Human Rights Council at the session that have been carried out, as well as Indonesia's national position in various discussion on human rights issues in the future.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawin tiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Terus ku berupaya, susah senang bersama.
di sampingmu. Cinta ini yang apa adanya. Oh, belahan jiwaku, ku sayang kamu. Belahan jiwaku, ku pangeranmu. Belahan jiwaku, ku sayang kamu. Siap menemanimu selalu, berjalan narungi dunia cinta. Menjaga hatimu selalu, namun ku ingin menjadi teman di hidupmu. Oh, oh. Terimalah aku di sampingmu. Cinta ini yang apa adanya. Belahan jiwaku, ku sayang kamu. Belahan jiwaku, ku pangeranmu. Belahan jiwaku, ku sayang kamu. Siap menemanimu selalu, berjalan narungi dunia cinta. Sampai mati, oh, oh. Belahan jiwaku, ku sayang kamu. Belahan jiwaku, ku pangeranmu. Belahan jiwaku, ku sayang kamu. Siap menemanimu selalu. Belahan jiwaku, ku sayang kamu.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, there are a variety of delicious culinary delights that enliven the month of Ramadan. Uniquely, most of the culinary delights only exist in this special month. There are various types, but most Indonesians like sweet meals to break the fast. One thing that is always present and missed by the Indonesian people as a fast-breaking meal when Ramadan comes is kolak. This typical Indonesian food has various types. The most popular one is kolak pisang or sweetened banana compote. In this Ramadan edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you to kolak pisang. From several sources, kolak is believed to have come from Arabic, namely kulaka, which means eat it for you. However, many also argue that the word of kolak comes from the word holako, which is usually derived to holik, which means the creator or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition, kolak, which uses banana as the main ingredient, is said to have been a means of dakwah or religious propagation at the time to spread Islamic teaching. Now kolak is easily found in various regions with a relatively cheap price of around 5,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per pack. listener, kolak pisang uses banana as the main ingredient with the addition of sweet potato, kolang kaling or sugar palm fruit, pacar Cina or tapioca pearls, coconut milk, and brown sugar. The elements in kolak are also related to Islamic teachings. For example, the most commonly used banana is kapok, which associated with the word kapok, deriving from Javanese language which means deterrent. This means that humans are always reminded to be deterred from sinning and to immediately repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meanwhile, sweet potato is added in kolak, as in Javanese, it is called telo pendem. The philosophical meaning is that humans must bury their mistakes deeply. Another element is coconut milk, or in Javanese, it is called santan. The word santan is short for the word pangapunten, which means apology. Therefore, kolak can be used as a reminder for people to always apologize for their mistakes. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Satu kala kita berdua. Bukan pelukis tapi hari ku warnai. Tak perlu barcode walau ingin dihargai. Memang hartaku tiada berlebih, tapi ibu bilang usaha tanpa letih. Walau hidupmu tak seindah mereka, jangan masinis macam supir kereta. Cari harta jangan lupa kebaikan. Bagaikan cek kewajiban harus ditunaikan. Ku coba buatmu bangga dengan ambil langkah yang langka. Hidup bagai ular tangga, naik dan turun, lari dan merangkak.
Lelah tapi tak menyerah, ku pakai dasiku di kaki.
terang. Biarkanlah ku bekerja hingga senja bertemu senja.
Ku harap kau
mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti. Mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti.
Inginkan dana yang berlimpah macam ibu kota Peru, mobil ada 5. Cari wanita mirip Adriana Lima. Ini hutan konkret, siapa jadi raja rimba. Setiap orang di sini perlu makan. Masalah lebih kompleks dari perumahan. Ingin sukses, semua putar otak. Tak perlu pakai heels, tapi semua berhak, berhak. Uang bagai gas, sama-sama ditabung. Macam sinetron, hidup harus bersambung. Gaji tak dikantung, makanan tak masuk ke usus sebab harga melambung. Dambakan hidup tanpa stres, hari-hari lebih manis dari janji capres. Dambakan hidup tanpa stres, hari-hari lebih manis dari janji capres.
Tapi tak menyerah, ku pakai dasiku di kerang. Biarkanlah ku bekerja hingga senja bertemu senja.
Harap kau
mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti. Mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti. Menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti.
Yeah.
Pernah berhenti berlari. Ku harap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak ada di sisi.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Nomor Antrean Anda 8. Nomor antrean Anda 8, which means your queue number is 8. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Nomor Antrean Anda 8. Nomor Antrean Anda 8, which means your queue number is 8. This conversation takes place between Kevin and a clinic staff over the phone. Kevin asks about his queue number. Let's listen to their conversation.
Nomor berapa? Maaf, mohon ulangi lagi.
Nomor antrean Anda 8.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme. Nomor antrean Anda 8. Nomor antrean Anda 8, which means your queue number is 8. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Nomor antrean. nomor antrean, which means queue number. Nomor antrean Anda 8. Nomor antrean Anda 8, which means your queue number is 8. Nomor berapa? Nomor berapa, which means what number? Maaf, mohon ulangi lagi. Maaf, mohon ulangi lagi, which means sorry, please repeat. Siapa nama belakang Anda? Siapa nama belakang Anda? Which means what's your last name? In the conversation, you heard the phrase nomor antrean Anda 8. Nomor antrean Anda 8, which means your queue number is 8. In that expression, there is phrase nomor antrean Anda. Nomor antrean Anda, which means your queue number. The phrase indicates ownership. The owner of the queue number in the phrase is Anda. Anda, which means you. The ownership pronoun is usually placed at the end of the phrase. For example, nomor antrean Anda. Nomor antrean Anda, which means your queue number. Other examples. Let's listen to other sentences containing a phrase that denotes ownership. Nomor antrean Anda 8. Nomor antrean Anda 8, which means your queue number is 8. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Siapa nama belakang Anda? Siapa nama belakang Anda, which means what is your last name? You may often hear people say the words antri or antre and antrian or antrean, which means queue or line. You don't need to be confused because all have the same meaning. However, the correct words according to Big Indonesian Dictionary are antre as a verb and antrean as a noun.
Nomor berapa? Maaf, mohon ulangi lagi.
Nomor antrean Anda 8.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. I'll meet you again next week with Let's Speak Indonesian.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Music Corner for today will present a Malay song entitled Seri Manikam by Suhardi S. The song Seri Manikam was created by M. Yasin M.R. This song tells the story of how good and positive things should be sought and maintained, like finding and keeping manikam, which means gemstone. This song is slow in tempo and sung by Suhardi S. The song Seri Manikam is on the album Gurindam Sufi. Well, listener, here is Seri Manikam by Suhardi S. Happy listening.
Thank you. sudah tahu dapatlah maknanya. Jalan mengenang dengan lebih sempurna. Lihatlah olehmu dengan bijaksana. Janganlah
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.